Joining us is Bill Roller from BR Capital, whom we chat with on occasion. Hey, Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Well, it's a beautiful day at Limping Doe Farms as the sun comes up. It's where I broadcast this show now. And the economy, not so good news this morning with the jobs report. I've got a number. It's a mixed bag, to say the least. And then, of course, you've got the dollar slide, although I think it's strengthened in the last a couple of days out there. Inflation. One of the cartoons I have today on the show plan, Bill, is about the economics of gas and how that affects people's perceptions of national leadership, including our president here. So what's going on out there? I mean, you watch this stuff. Where do you think we're headed? What's going on?
Well, I think a lot of it is a lot of the indecision goes back actually to your question of the hour. Should Barack Obama release the picture of Osama bin Laden? The question is, can Barack Obama make a decision and stick with it?
I mean, it took him 16 hours.
Yeah,
to figure out where to go after Osama.
Yeah, and this constant story of the story about whether he was armed or not, or whether they should release the picture, or whether they did the right thing with the body. Hey, make a decision and stick with it. And that sort of indecisiveness is what we've seen throughout this administration, and it really adds a lot of uncertainty both to the market and the people's perception of the economy. And that's really
Exactly. If you're talking about a small business person, Bill, who's thinking about maybe going to the bank and investing money and expanding his business, when you've got the NLRB going after Boeing and all of this other uncertainty that the Obama administration is projecting, and that's what they're doing here. They're projecting this to the business, and they're projecting it, frankly, to the markets. I mean, there's no incentive for business to go out there and make an investment that really helps the economy. In fact, I'm just looking, and I'll send it to you maybe a little bit later. Fascinating study, Bill, that for every federal government bureaucrat, it costs 62 American jobs and millions of dollars in economic activity. Just a bureaucrat who's a regulator.
Well, I mean, people tend to think that a cost of regulation is borne by the large businesses, and that's not the case. I mean, the story came out the last couple of days about the Food and Drug Administration clamping down on interstate sales of raw milk from a farmer in Pennsylvania, an Amish farmer. So it's not just the big corporations; it's small business, and small business. We don't have lawyers on staff to take care of these problems.
No, they don't, and there's. I mean, you just, a small business person cannot come up against the federal government and its bevy of lawyers in being able to fight them. And it sends a negative message. Now, in spite of all of that and everything we've just talked about, there still are opportunities in the marketplace for investment where people can protect themselves in this uncertain time. What would be your best advice about how to approach that kind of thing?
Well, obviously, you got to have a long time horizon. The ages of where instant millionaires created by just people, becoming day traders and putting money into the market is, I think, gone for a while. But there are stocks out there, certainly the small cap stocks, some of the kind of beaten down technology shares, even some of the high flyers back from the 2000s, some of the fiber optic companies are starting to make a comeback. What people have to realize is that there's generally two waves that happen in technology or biotech investing. The first wave is the euphoria wave, where the sector becomes much too overcapitalized. And then after that, the sector goes down for a few years, and then the second wave is where people really start making the money. If you remember back to the 80s, Microsoft rode that initial PC software wave, went up there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then some of the other companies that are out there, Digital Research was one of them. That sector collapsed, and out of that rubble came the Microsoft. And we're seeing the same thing today, and so some of those companies are starting to come back again. the fiber optic ones. You know, there's a new build out of our communications infrastructure starting to go on again, and new technologies such as Wi-Fi and G4, and you know, faster internet type connections, wireless.
You think that somehow, how is gold playing into all of this? And, you know, silver now, I mean, I subscribe to Investor's Business Daily, and over the weekend, there was this big advertisement in this fancy little, fancy brochure that was folded inside of my Investor's Business Daily newspaper for silver. So you got gold and silver out there apparently reaching new highs. You've got the dollar on a slide that you know, people calling for the dollar to be, I guess, lose its status as the world's currency, reserve currency. I mean, what is that? How does a person look at the average person out there just trying to live and survive, Bill, and have a 401k and you know, have money for retirement? How do they look at all of that and say, how do I make sense of that? How do I defend myself?
Well, you have to be very careful, because generally you have to be very much a contrarian. And one of the things I've learned, kind of the hard way, is when it starts showing up on the pages of the Oregonian, that's when the story's already out there. And we're starting to, and when you start seeing advertisements kind of stuck in Investor's Business Daily, or starting to hear it on radio and television, you know, buy gold, generally the biggest move is already over. And people are starting, the institutions are starting to sell into that retail interest. The iShares Silver, started to move down. It got to a high of 48. It's now down to 40. So silver is starting to implode. A lot of the commodities-based things are actually starting to move down right now, including the commodities-based stocks like Chevron and Exxon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
that's kind of the last wave. And you have to be very careful on that. You know, you want to kind of look for things that haven't had the big run-up where the information's not totally already discounted in the market.
How can a average investor find that information out? I mean, if you're just busy living your life, Bill, I mean, seriously, is this a good reason for people to come and work with you and your firm? Because I mean, this is your job to find those investment opportunities, to advise people about where to put their capital so that they don't get on the latter part of the wave. And actually get in on something like you've mentioned, some of these other companies that are coming back, fiber optic companies. I mean, I've not heard that anywhere.
Well, I tell clients that really they need to invest fundamentally, and then they need to do their risk management technically. And really what that means is, you know, fundamental analysis is looking at what's happening with the companies, you know, with their balance sheets, their sales. But technical analysis really is, you know, what's happening with the moving averages. You know, when the stock or the asset starts to roll over, you know, you're starting to see it starting to move down like we're seeing with silver, it's going to take a while for that to be reflected in the fundamentals, but it'll be reflected in the technicals. And that's when you should start thinking about stops, you know, getting out of the market or at least out of that asset, you know, lightening up on taking profits. That's what you have to look at.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thanks for the time today. It's always great chatting with you. How can people get in touch with you if they want to talk with you about maybe working with you?
Well, please give us a call, 800-562-7096, or we're online, brcapitalinc.com.
Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate it, and we'll talk again.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Bill Roller, it's BR Capital, folks. Check him out. Good advice, if you ask me, in an uncertain